Director of Public Health Karen Keene explains that the registration form was not sent out.
We actually asked folks to fill it out, and it was on our website. We received close to 20, which is not a very large amount.
Keene realized in looking at the state's list of the town's short-term rental properties that a number of the owners live out of state.
So it would make sense that they did not know what the local Board of Health was doing here in Plymouth.
Identification of the owners of short-term rentals is important because the Department of Public Health is getting complaints about lack of trash pickup, parking violations, and noise.
And we were finding that we couldn't reach the person who owned them, that they lived out of state. So with the short-term rental registration, we will ask the out-of-state homeowners to name a local person that we can get in contact with should there be any problems with the property.
The Board of Health is working on a bylaw to bring to Fall Town Meeting, which will include a license fee to operate a short-term rental property.
The bylaw is necessary because we want to have a permitting fee, a permit issued for the short-term rental properties. Without a bylaw, the Town of Plymouth cannot access any fee for permitting for the short-term rentals.
In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.